Hello, students, and welcome back to Pop Culture University, the university where you learn everything going on in the world of pop culture and see what life lessons you can get from it for your own life. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. It is November now. I hope you're already not celebrating Christmas. That would be literally insane. But as you know, the real news, the real tea we have to get in to today is insane. There's been a lot happening this week, from Selena Gomez getting canceled all around the world. Finally, it's been a joyous week for me, to Eugenia Cooney getting the police called on her and people thinking she is going to die soon. We're definitely going to get into that today. Updates on Taylor and Travis, Kim Kardashian's new boyfriend, Gigi Hadid having a new boyfriend, People's Sexiest Man of the Year list, and Taylor Swift and Harry Styles both confirming that they're not bisexual, or at least that their suspected partner they were not with. So we also have a teacher's pet today. The iconic Jack Cassidy is back.
I didn't know that that was the topic, that Taylor and Harry aren't bisexual.
Oh,
so I'm happy to be here for that episode.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We have a bisexual expert.
I'm a gayler.
We have a gayler expert. Yeah, you really are. You kind of got me into it a little bit.
Good, I'm glad.
So it'll be a fun episode. But before we start, make sure you subscribe on YouTube if you're here. Come check out the visual version. It is so much fun. You get to see my rippling pecs bounce as I deliver the tea and my sexy face. Like the video, it helps the algorithm so much. If you're listening on Spotify, leave a cute little review, 5 stars. Screenshot yourself listening to it, post it to your Instagram story, and tag me. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, review it, share. All right, students, welcome to Pop Culture University. Phase 4, take your seats, class is in session. All right, so we're going to start with the bell ringer today, the lighter tea, just to get you a little wet first before we stick it right in and prepare you for the real tea. So the bell ringer today is that Kourtney Kardashian finally gave birth to her child, and that child's name is Rocky 13 Barker. I love that name. It's so random. It's so out of the blue. Makes no sense. But for some reason, I'm just obsessed with it. I was like, I feel like a lot of people online were like, I feel like she's been pregnant for 15 months. I feel like her pregnancy went by so fast. She didn't even reveal it until 4 or 5 months in, and it was very high risk. So thank God she delivered safely. I'm so happy for her and Travis. Kourtney really said, "Let me give birth." I'm sure Kim Kardashian was not happy for her because she's an evil witch who wants everything that Kourtney has. I'm sure Kim will get pregnant next year just to take another thing away from Kourtney, as Kourtney thinks she does. Kourtney is 44. Some people think that's too old to have a baby. I feel like 44 is the new 34. I just think Kourtney is really cool for normalizing women who are a little bit older having babies. She gave birth at Senior Sinai this week, and I live so close to there, so I was like, I feel like I should go and like welcome the baby with her. I was Travis Barker for Halloween once, so I could just put on the costume again and be like, it's me. Travis, come, like, let me in the room. I'm sure she took her baby out with her own bare hands, like she did last time. And Kris Jenner was right there with the Hulu camera saying, like, you're doing amazing, sweetie.
Isn't that American Horror Story that you're referencing? Oh, you're not referencing American Horror Story. No. Sorry. Okay.
Wait, what?
Well, with Kim, like, grabbing the baby.
Oh!
Sorry, I thought you were going to make a joke about that.
Wait, no, that's so hilarious that you said that. What if, like, Kim Kardashian was doing what Kim Kardashian's character is doing to Emma Roberts, to Kourtney Kardashian? That she's, like, making her go crazy and putting spiders inside of her and a demon baby. I'm so sad that's not coming back for a few months.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be next year.
Lame. I love American Horror Story. Delicate, but I'm sure the baby Kourtney just birthed is an angel and not a demon, like the one Emma Roberts is about to birth on that show. That baby's in a really special situation, Rocky 13 Barker, because he's being born into a family that, like, is already a bit, you know, like, grown and established on both sides. There's a lot of Barker kids, and then there's a lot of Kardashian kids, but he's the only one that's, like, met in the middle and has no full siblings. like, I love that. That's definitely the depiction of a modern family. But at the same time, that baby's going to have a lot of pressure on him. He's going to have to be the Kim Kardashian of the family and live up to both of the family's names at the same time. Like, he has to be as famous as the Kardashians, talented like the Barkers. Rocky 13 is in for a treat, and I'm excited for them. Oh, my God. What if Kendall Jenner had a baby next with Bad Bunny? I feel like that might happen. I know Kris Jenner was trying to push that upon her. What?
How long has she been with Bad Bunny?
Like 4 months.
Yeah,
so I think it's time. I think Kris Jenner needs to get that going. She could have a bad baby with Bad Bunny.
Oh, that's clever.
But so I need to tell you guys, I teased this on my Instagram story, but I had a crazy experience in an Uber this weekend, and I was going back from LAX. I spent the weekend in Vegas. We'll get into my BravoCon experience, but I got in the Uber and he was super nice. We're chatting. I don't always love when an Uber like chats during the drive, like, especially for a long one. You kind of just want them to be chill and, like, you know, keep their eyes on the road and let me just play on my phone and stuff. But this guy was, like, super interesting. I was enjoying him. And then we got into some topic and we start talking about his step family. And he goes, oh, you might know my stepson. He's kind of famous. Guess who his stepson was? A frequent that I talk about on this podcast. His stepson was DDG. Oh. I was in, like, mind blown, especially because he was asking me why I was in Vegas. I was like, oh, I went for BravoCon and I was with TikTok. So he knew I was, like, a content creator. But after he told me his stepson was DDG, I didn't want to tell him my at because I've talked so much shit about his stepson. Like ruthless, wild stuff. So I was like, oh, let me just keep my mouth shut and be like, I love DDG. I think he's so cool. I respect his Twitch career so much. So then I obviously got to asking about Halle Bailey. And I was like, oh, so, like, have you met Halle? Does she come around? And he's like, oh, yeah. Like, Halle Bailey is my friend. She's my homie. Whoa. We just hang out all the time. And I was like, what? You hang out with Halle Bailey? That's crazy. And I love when people, like, love the, like adjacent clout they get, and they just love the attention from knowing a famous person. So he was all excited and he called her.
No.
While I was in the car.
Are you kidding?
Yes, but he was like, okay, I'm just gonna call her and ask her something random so you know I know her. But he without saying don't say anything and be annoying, he was just like, I'm just gonna ask her one thing. So I didn't say anything during the phone call, but I was listening in and I, like, actually, like, recorded it.
No.
But it was very nice. Afterwards he was like, did you take her phone number? Did you, like, write that down? And I was like, no, I respect her way too much to do that. But he called her about, like, some tequila bottle that he had. And of course I had to ask him about the rumors. Like, I have a direct source, like, you know, on TMZ when they're like, a direct source said,
oh, no.
I could have been that direct source, like, in an Uber with the stepdad. So I was like, you know, the word on the street is that she's pregnant. Obviously he would know if his stepson was about to have a child. So he was like, oh, no, don't believe the rumors, don't believe that. And I was like, but I want to believe the rumors. And he was like, no, trust me, they're not. If they wanted you to know that, they would tell everyone. So that confirmed to me that she is pregnant.
Yeah.
Just because of the answer. So I was trying to, like, low-key, like, sly, like, in the most respectful way, because, like, I do love Halle and think she's an icon, but I was like, I got to get the tea right now. So I was like, so this tequila bottle that you were asking her about, did you guys just drink this together, seeing if she was, like, getting drunk?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, this was a while ago. And I was like, interesting. But here, I'll, like...
Oh, Halle. Your boy drunk all that drink. Do you have something else at your house I can have?
Oh, my gosh. I'm actually in Atlanta right now.
Oh, shit.
For the day after, I have to do a session.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you can call. It's okay. Lou, you can call Lou. He could go in there and see.
She's so nice and normal.
Yeah, she sounds so sweet.
And she was just...
Well, I'm just imagining him calling her 5 times a day with one question for each Uber
I'm
ride.
Sure she was so annoyed.
Yeah.
And that's why she... No, I don't think he would do that for every Uber.
The ones that are interested.
Yeah, we got on the topic of them. Like, super, like, randomly, but yeah, she was probably annoyed. She was like, oh, my annoying, like, stepdad-in-law by like so many steps. He's like related to her. She's like, oh my God, this annoying man. But she was still very sweet. She's in Atlanta for a session. So new music is coming.
Oh my God.
As I like leak that she's in a session. She's crazy. In a music session. So I got some to you guys. A Pop Culture University exclusive, my first one. Class. Welcome to the segment, my favorite segment on this show, talking shit about Selena Gomez. This is Shit Talking Selena 504. It's an advanced class because I am heavy on it, talking shit about her all the time. We are going to get deep in there. But this week, things really took like an ugly turn. And I want to emphasize this segment is not mindless gossip or like a silly pop culture topic. This is very, very serious, not light, should be taken very seriously. What have I always said on this show? I have the popular opinion before it becomes popular. I've been hating on Selena Gomez for so long. I've seen through this fake kindness character of hers for a while. And I want to make it clear that like people are like, you're so biased against Selena. You just hate her for no reason. No, I'm biased towards liking her. I really do love her music. I've been obsessed with her since I was like 7. I'm the one who's defending her singing voice when everyone's trying to bully her out of the industry, saying she's actually very talented, like her shows, like her movies. So I'm biased to like her, but what I'm not biased towards is someone who uses their kindness not to actually be kind, but to manipulate people or just being a fake kind person. Like, something about that just bothers me so much. And I just think being kind to someone only to look kind to others defeats the purpose of being kind in the first place. So let's get into it. So Selena Gomez exposed her indifference to being a kind person, her indifference to humanity this week, and her true apathy to true compassion was shown. So this week, Selena Gomez commented on what is going on in the Middle East right now, the awful, unspeakable war that is going on, where the Palestinian people are being genocided, which is, again, I want to emphasize, this is not for the purpose of like, you know, being on Pop Culture University and having these fun conversations. Like, this is not in that spectrum. This is very insanely serious stuff. But here were Selena Gomez's thoughts on Gaza this week. She said, I've been taking a break from social media because my heart breaks to see all of the horror, hate, violence, and terror that's going on in the world. People being tortured and killed or any act of hate towards any one group is horrific. We need to protect all people, especially children, and stop the violence for good. I'm sorry if my words will never be enough for everyone or a hashtag will never be enough. I just can't stand innocent people being hurt. That's what makes me sick. I wish I could change the world, but a post won't change anything. Love, Selena. Then she said, having a sister every day has made me tragically sick. I would do anything for children and innocent lives. So that response by Selena definitely enraged a lot of people. When you first read it, it seems innocent enough. It seems like she's just condemning horrible acts against humanity, which I think she was. But at the same note, the thing that really infuriated people was almost the indifference towards actually trying to create help or the lazy discussion about it where she didn't want to offer any true aid or resources or donation. She just kind of said like, hey, it just felt like she felt obligated to post about it because she sees every other celebrity in the world trying to support the atrocities going on to the people in Gaza. So she wanted to give her own little response to feel included in the conversation, but it just came across so lazy. It was giving obligation. It was giving lazy discussion post. And it's just insane to me that someone with 400 million followers doesn't think a post can make any change. Instagram and social media, and Selena Gomez knows this, is how we spread the word, how we get messages across and create massive like social congregation and groups and real change. So 400 million followers, the single most followed person online, didn't think a post would help. Someone who also has $1 billion said, nothing I can do will help. I'm sorry, my words, sorry, this post. It's just weird that she didn't think anything she could offer could actually help. People just felt like she could not be bothered, especially because in the past, she's used social media to actually rally together people. So she knows the power of it, but people think she knows her power. She just didn't feel like using it, showing her indifference. But in the past, she's, you know, of course, like rallied people. Like when Taylor Swift lost her Masters, she was trying to like rally people to sign some petition and do all these things. She was trying to make people sign a petition to help out what was going on in Ukraine. So she knows her power, but this time around, she just didn't really want to use it. So here are the comments that people were saying about her on Twitter. There was millions of comments. These are just the tip of the iceberg. Someone said, Selena Gomez could use social media for her little self-pity post about how she wishes she was as pretty as Bella Hadid, making everyone bully Hailey Bieber. I think it's time we see this self-serving, perpetual victim playing evil spirit for what she is. This person said, she did it again, the same way she handled BLM. Nobody asked for her to comment on this. If you don't want to, don't. But stop making every situation about you. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Like I said, it seems like she felt obligated to post. She didn't want to, so she gave some lazy, half-hearted, fake reach for humanity. And about the BLM movement, she was talking about how she didn't want to pick sides because she, like, supports all people or something. When, of course, saying that about the BLM movement is just massively insane. So it's just giving the same disregard as she did back then. This person said, funny how months ago she was harassing women on TikTok to play victim card, but a genocide is not enough for her to raise awareness for her 430 million followers. I saw people spamming comment sections with like any pop culture account on Twitter or TikTok who was talking about this. I saw people spamming the comment sections with, who is Selena Gomez? I don't know her. Who is that? Like, people are starting to write her off, really, because they're seeing who she is. They're especially focusing in on her victim complex. I've said it once. I've said it a billion times on this podcast. You guys know how I feel about her victim complex. Then she went on, after she got all this hate, and said, I'm taking a break and deleting my Instagram. I'm done. I do not support any of what's going on. I'm taking a break and deleting my Instagram. I'm done. I don't support any of what's going on. That's just such an out-of-pocket, like, insane, like, weird response to give. Her responses, I feel like you can always tell when someone is trying to manipulate you because their responses will just not make sense. It will not be something that was, like, a genuine, like, response to what the situation is about. What she was saying made no sense. I'm taking a break, as if her getting bullied is, like, her being the victim, and she's done, but she didn't delete her Instagram, guys. She threatens to delete it all the time. Her bottom line would be affected, though. Her businesses would be affected, so she didn't. Here are the comments about people mad that she is deleting her Instagram. Someone said, I'm sorry, but her ability to make herself the victim in quite literally every situation is very impressive. Both sides are getting hurt in this conflict, and she really wrote an essay about how she is the real victim. I just can't stand her. Yeah, I definitely agree with all of that. And I feel like finally everyone can see her for the not compassionate human that she has been this whole time. So to kind of like try to make a real response to all the hate she was getting online, and I know it seems like I'm being insane on her and really trying to like completely cancel her right now, but me picking on Selena Gomez or finding a reason not to like her was never like a joke to me. Like, I genuinely thought she needed to be deplatformed. And it's just unfortunate that the most followed woman on Instagram is, you know, this person. But to save her own ass and manipulate us more after all of this backlash came forward, she made her Rare Beauty account, not even her account, post something that said, we're devastated by the images and reports coming from the Middle East. Thousands of innocent Palestinian civilians have been killed in Israel, airstrikes, and millions of civilians have been displaced and left without food, water, access to basic necessities for survival. We urge everyone to support humanitarian organizations working tirelessly to provide aid and relief to everyone in need. Every bit of help can make a difference. Rare Beauty will be making donations to the International Red Cross, Red Crescent Societies, Imagine David Adam, and Palestinian Red Crescent Society. So they're donating to all of these things. But a lot of fans are calling out that one of those donation organizations does not actually support the Gazans, but the opposite side. So they're like, don't even do that. Just unfollow Selena Gomez. Don't buy into what she's saying. Stop buying Rare Beauty. People are saying if you want a different brand to support right now, support Huda or Fenty. Just don't support Rare at the moment. And honestly, I just don't see Selena Gomez being as influential as she is for much longer. Thank God. I just think any thinking person would turn their attention to true advocates and people who actually care. Anyway, I also want to make it clear that I feel immensely terrible for all the civilians on both sides, civilians in Israel and Gaza, but truly the disproportionate collective punishment of what's going on for the Palestinians needs to have all of our focus right now. So me talking about Selena Gomez is my excuse to just have a moment on the podcast to try to make a change with any small platform that I have. So please go to Jewish Voice for Peace to call your representative and urge a ceasefire so people can stop dying. The damage at this point is like irreparable, but a ceasefire as soon as it can be done is imperative. And donate to send urgent care resources, humanitarian aid to Gaza that I will have linked. I'll have like multiple sources in the description. I found a bunch that are very productive and are doing real work there. So those will all be in the description below. But yeah, it's interesting the position that Selena Gomez is in now, and I don't see her being influential for much longer. I will surmise that you'll probably date her. You dream of my mouth before it called you a lying traitor. You search in every model's bed for something greater, baby. Was it over when she laid down on your couch? Was it over when he unbuttoned my blouse? Come here, I whispered in your ear in your dream as you passed out, baby. All right, you guys, so the next segment today will be Celebrity Couples 101. We're doing a hard turn. I know a lot of people last week when I said I'm taking a break from posting just out so we can, like, focus on the atrocities going on in the world and not focus on celebrities. People were actually like, no, we need escapism. We need something stupid and silly to just restore our faith in the light and things that can make us laugh. I completely agree, so we're doing a hard turn. We're going to talk about Celebrity Couples 101, my favorite class. Taylor and Travis, obviously, the number one show-stopping couple in the world. Everyone was them for Halloween, which I thought was so funny, but I'm sorry, I'm not growing a mustache to be any Halloween costume. It's just not my vibe, and I definitely don't want to be Taylor Swift either. I would not rock the fuck-ass bob like she would. Let's just say that. So that was not for me, but they are still going strong. Taylor, she didn't go to his last game. As we previously discussed, she's his good luck charm. And any game she would be at, he would win. I heard the NFL is rigged.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard that?
I've not heard that.
I don't know. Like,
do you know how?
Any entertainment television program, including sports, I guess, they say it's rigged. People were saying for the views, they'll always win when Taylor's there.
That's crazy.
And
that's
the case. His stats will go up like a lot when Taylor's there. He joked about it last week. I think he joked about like how he's like trying to impress her or something because of course like everyone's asking him about it. But I don't know if what was on the line was securing the life with Taylor Swift, the most famous person in the world, most accomplished, most. She's the Shakespeare of love of our time. Like, securing a life with her would definitely make me run a few more yards.
Sure, yeah, no.
For sure. So he had a football game in Germany this week. I didn't even know.
Well, of course, people, we're not watching.
Like, yeah. Was it, like, against?
I have no idea. I didn't know it was in Germany. I didn't know they would play football in Germany.
Exactly. I thought anywhere outside the awesome. U.S., they didn't know what football was. Or they thought it was soccer. me and Jack used to play soccer together.
Oh yeah.
I was like so bad. I was
fine.
You had a hole in your foot though.
I did have a hole in my foot. It wasn't a visible hole. It was in the bone. Everybody needs to know that.
Jack had an invisible hole in his foot.
Yeah.
So he like had to take a moment off, but I was not your good luck charm. Damn. But anyway, Travis had a game in Germany again. I had no idea anyone in Germany knew about football. I thought once you like leave America, football just like deflates or vanishes. Taylor didn't go. I mean, I wouldn't either. It's crazy she's even flying to Kansas to see him play, but she didn't want to fly to Germany. She did like a post for him because he did win. Again, I don't know what he won. I don't even know if that's the NFL because that's like the National Football League. So I don't know anything about that. I don't know what he won, but he had a game in Germany. She was probably too busy deciding to do what to do with all her money and her plaques this week because we know she became a billionaire last week and got a bunch of plaques for Taylor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Taylor's 1989 version.
That's what crossed her over the billion mark?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I guess maybe
it's just timely.
People are conflating it, but Forbes finally like crunch the numbers.
Oh. Lots or they've been waiting to release it until
yeah.
1989 Taylor's version was out simultaneously.
Maybe. I guess whenever they need some press, we can just talk about Taylor. She's made so much fucking money off the Taylor's versions, true. Though. Like, Scooter Braun has not made a fraction as well.
Isn't he not being a talent manager anymore?
Oh, yeah. He's just focused on the K-poppers now. I love poppers and K-pop. So, anyway, Taylor Swift, she was out with Selena Gomez this week, out in public. Her fatal flaw. We need to fix that for her. She needs to stop going out with Selena Gomez. But I wish the Bad Blood music video was true because they were on opposing sides in the Bad Blood music video and, like, smacked each other in the end. So let's make art imitate life here, or life imitate art, please. But she was with her girl squad again, her toxic only models, billionaires, fembot girl squad. She was with Gigi, Hadid, Gigi, I love you. She was with Gigi, Selena, Sophie, Cara Delevingne.
Oh, she's with Sophie? Oh, she's always with Cara. Oh
my she's God. Always she with Sophie. And, yeah, she loves.
No, that's it.
I'm not going to go into
she
it.
She loves bisexual women. Yeah. Hanging out with bisexual women. Zoe Kravitz? Isn't Zoe Kravitz bi?
Yeah, she just got to. So, is it Zoe Kravitz?
Zoe.
Oh, I called her Zoe in my last TikTok. Oh, did you? But me and her are just close. You know?
Yeah, so right. That's
Well, Zoe just got engaged to Channing Tatum.
Oh, I didn't know they were engaged.
Magic
they
Mike.
Were together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good I'm sure he's Magic Mike and her down in the bedroom.
Probably.
Anyway, that girl squad was out together against Selena, Gigi, Sophie, Taylor, a.k.a. United Women Against the Jonas Brothers, because they've all dated a Jonas Brother in their life, and they've all proven to be trash except Kevin. So he's actually been the main Jonas Brother this whole time, and we just didn't know. In all the paparazzi pictures, though, I love that, like, Taylor was always in the middle of them. They were leaving some, like, restaurant that they went to. I wonder if they, like, split the bill at the restaurant.
No, that's a really good question.
It's weird that they would split the bill when they each have a bill. A billion.
Oh, clever.
Like, there was, like, $4 to $5 billion just, like, chilling at that table.
Yeah.
Weird. Like, I wonder what they were, like, talking about the whole time. Or just
I'm
just
assuming
evil
one
laughing.
Person paid for it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's too complicated.
It's, like, it literally means nothing to them.
Yeah.
The numbers on the menu mean nothing
they
to them.
They made that while sitting down at the table. So, like, they made the money back.
Oh, no, seriously. So. Just by existing, just by breathing.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't it weird that, like, they go out to eat and, like, it just means nothing to them? Because there's some really expensive restaurants here in L.A. I saw Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift went to Sushi Park last week.
Oh, I don't know.
And I have, like, a series where I try celebrity restaurants and see if I like them. Sushi Park, the average price for a meal there is $400. So I was like, oh, maybe I won't try Sushi Park. Whoa. I think that's above my pay grade, unfortunately, too broke to enter. But it's weird that that's just like a chill meal for them. So good for them. I'm sure the whole time they were just laughing about how much money they have and over wine and being bisexuals. But yeah, Taylor loves women. There was no men allowed at that dinner, just like how there's no men allowed in the Billboard top 10 this week. Because for the second time in history of the world, like since time and the Billboard chart has been invented, no men have been in the top 2 for only the second time. This week, Taylor has 8 of the songs in the
really?
Top 10, and Doja Cat has 1,
Whoa.
And SZA has the other.
Whoa.
So,
I didn't
work.
Know that.
Work. I love that trio.
Sure, yeah, that's great.
That's iconic.
Unexpected group. What's SZA's song?
Snooze, I believe.
Oh, okay.
That's a good song. Yeah. Doja Cat's like kind of annoying right now, but I don't know. I can't see that threesome of them hanging out. But they made history together this week. I don't think Taylor could get into the demonicness and saying she hates her fans. Yeah. Doja's like the anti-Taylor.
Yeah.
Saying she hates her fans and all that. Like, Taylor Swift would never do that.
A black hole will open if they touch or something.
Yeah. Wow. It would be like those paintings of like the devil and, yeah. and like an angel like meeting. Yeah, I don't think that would happen. But good for Taylor. That's one small strut for Taylor, one giant leap for womankind. Speaking of Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian is so fucking obsessed with Taylor Swift, obviously, and has tried to bring her down, tried to ruin her career, call her a snake.
Oh, right.
You know, set up that whole insidious plot against her to ruin her because she's obsessed with her. She wants to be her. So Taylor Swift is getting in on the boyfriend action, the NFL boyfriend players, and she's apparently dating NFL player Odell Beckham Jr. he's like a big deal, right?
Yeah. I've never heard his name before.
I don't know his stats. I don't know his position. If he's the tight end or the goalie. or the point guard. I don't know what he is. But he's hot.
I don't know what he looks
like. He is fine.
How old is he compared
31.
To
31.
How old is she? 40?
43.
Okay, that's
42. One of those two. Oh, whatever. she just had a birthday. Yeah, she turned 43.
Okay, but that's like fake. There's no way they're like in love.
Well, they're definitely not in love.
But or like getting to that point.
Yeah,
really?
No.
You don't think it's like a matchup?
Well, there's been rumors that they've been talking for a while. And then Kim went to his birthday party this weekend. And apparently we're seen canoodling.
Oh.
Very close together. Right.
Chris is the one fucking saying that. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I think Chris just slipped something into both of their drinks.
Right.
To get them going.
Oh, my God.
But so, yeah, they were seen canoodling. Kim was at the party the whole night. She was wearing a very, like, sexy black outfit. You know who else was at the party? Emily Ratajkowski, who is who Pete Davidson went to after Kim broke up with him. So, you know, two women who are with the same men together. I'm saying Eskimo Sisters apparently is not appropriately correct.
Okay.
So I'm not calling them that. But, yeah, interesting seeing them together.
I doubt they even thought a second thing about it.
Do you want me to show you? Yeah, they probably laughed. They're probably like, LOL, Pete's dick is big, but he had no riz in bed. I feel like, I don't know, if you bang...
no riz in bed.
I feel like if you bang Pete Davidson, like, you're doing all the work. I just
have some riz in bed if he's...
I can't see him having...
Like all ladies of Hollywood.
I can't see him having a hip thrust at all. There's no hips to thrust. Like, what is...
Yeah.
The pace? What is... What is the stroke like? But this is Odell.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's handsome.
Oh, his beard.
What's the costume? Or is that just his outfit?
No, I think he's just going as like sexy daddy.
Okay.
And he definitely achieved that. But he is so fucking hot. Like, he could put me on a leash and like tell me to bark and sit and jump and I'd say how high.
Wow.
Like, he's so hot. So good for Kim. She deserves some good D. With an ass like that, she needs a good face to sit on. So I'm happy for her. Maybe she like tested Skims men on him. She was like, hey, Odell, can you see how these look on you? And then he tried them on. And then they tested how they looked balled up in the corner of her room. I want Skims men, but all the...
What is it? Is it a unitard? I don't know what it looks like.
No, it's a bunch. It's like a whole
underwear
clothing line. Yeah.
It's just underwear.
Yeah. There's like
boxer briefs?
Yes, there's boxers. It's all
what
boxer
does she
briefs.
Know?
It will exactly, you know? But I don't want to complain because I've always wanted a Kim Kardashian product. So
okay,
I'm happy to buy them.
You just kind of talk so much shit about Kim. I don't think she'll send.
Well,
you
I always say I love Kim, but her fatal flaw is what she did to Taylor.
Okay,
so that's the only way. Like when you have a best friend, but they just have that one thing about them that you just have to deal with. It bothers you, but they're still your best friend.
Wow,
like
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, Kim is still my best friend after what she did to Taylor, but it really just bothers me. But yeah, Skims is like Under Armour workout shirts, kind of like that vibe and like underwear.
Okay.
Would you buy any?
I would buy it just to try it, but also it's not going to be worth it. Like I just don't.
No, it's not that expensive.
It's not that. How much is it for a pair of one underwear?
I think a pack of three underwears is like $34.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not great, but it's not.
Yeah.
Like a wow. Okay. I was thinking it was going to be like $50 for one pair.
What kind of underwear are you wearing right now?
Boxer briefs, always.
I'm not wearing any underwear right now.
Ew, Patty. Come on.
So I really need some Skims then. But everyone bought them. They sold out in like 5 seconds.
Really?
It was all those studs trying to look sexy. But so anyway, new boyfriends, new relationships. That's the topic. Gigi Hadid. Gigi! I love you, Gigi! And Bradley Cooper.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Apparently they've like been dating. Or like they're very comfortable with each other. They're going everywhere together, holding hands, looking sexy. Gigi Hadid is 28, so she was too old for her ex-boyfriend Leonardo DiCaprio. She's a useless hag, an ancient relic of the past because she's 28. I think Leo attended her funeral, aka her 25th birthday, and then never talked to her again. And now she's with Bradley Cooper. He's 48.
He used to date Suki Waterhouse, and she was really young when they were dating.
So who is that?
Oh, she had that one song that was popular on TikTok.
Is that a stage name?
Oh my God, she's from Insurgent. Do you remember Insurgent? She's one of the ladies that jumps off the cliff in the factionless base.
Oh no, was she like an extra? Like is she?
She was there.
Was she
has like a line to say probably. I think her name is Marlene.
Marlene.
Sorry, now I'm just
and
like.
And now what's her name?
Like in real life,
yeah.
Suki Waterhouse. She's dating Robert Pattinson.
I was about to say, I feel like I went to that restaurant like last week.
But yeah, she's with Robert now. And people think she's pregnant.
Very interesting. I saw them too, but I was like, I'm not familiar with either of them. Well, I almost added them to this segment.
Interesting. Well, then it would have been timely because, they're like Bradley and Suki had like a famous... like not photo shoot, but like paparazzi pictures of them in the park. And she's like reading Lolita to him.
Oh, Lolita.
Yeah. And I think she was probably like young, mid-20s, like early 20s.
Oh, I love that. So I feel like Robert might be a better bet for her.
Yeah, probably.
He could be Robert Waterhouse.
Yeah, but Bradley has a reputation. So
I love that. She's an actress?
Yeah.
Good
and
for
a musician.
Her. Good for her. He deserves someone better than Kristen Stewart. Who cheated on him like that?
Oh, she did. Hey, that's okay. Don't talk about Kristen.
Yeah, I feel like you're such a Kristen lover. Is she straight?
She's bi.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I like her. Anyway, Bradley Cooper is aging well. He's 48. She's 28. But I don't know. That far of an age gap, you really have to have the best chemistry in the world because the odds are against you to have chemistry. Like when I had age gaps relationships, yes, it was nice. Yes, it was sweet. But at the same time, like they didn't get to have my jokes or my references or know who JoJo Siwa is. And that's a deal breaker for me. You have to be a JoJo Siwa innator and have your bow in. But I don't know. I feel like aging like fine wine can only last for so long. So I don't know.
How many years do you give him?
Like, I feel like men can look like sexy into their like 60s, but at the same time, it's like she deserves a young, youthful guy who can take her and Zayn Malik's kid around the park and
right,
and, you know,
God, everyone
keep
has
up
kids
with her.
With everyone, that's so crazy.
I know the toxic Hollywood circle.
Wow,
we need to get in there, but yeah. So I went to Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, get into it. I want to hear all about it.
So I went to Vegas this weekend with TikTok. This is just going to be like a short little recap of it. But I went for BravoCon. So it was like a 4-day extravaganza. If you don't watch Bravo, you need to get into it. Some of the most exciting trash, but incredible reality television of your whole life. What I do like about Bravo is it's obviously like very produced reality television, but they bring it. They are trying to like earn their keep on the reality TV cycle, where sometimes like the Kardashian show, they don't produce it as much, so it comes across really boring to a lot of people. But Bravo, it's flipping tables, drinks in your face, pulling out hair extensions. It's like the Bad Girls Club, but behind the gates of Beverly Hills. It's truly amazing. So I got to go like meet some of the housewives and party with the cast of like Below Deck and Summer House. It was really wild, but it was intense. Like when I didn't realize TikTok was gonna pay for like everything. Because, like, these social media companies, they're balling. They got trillions of dollars. And they are generous to their creators, but they never, like, spoil you or, like, throw out that much money. They were paying for everything from my flight to my room to my drinks. Like, we went to Carbone. Carbone is, like, a really nice restaurant. I filmed a restaurant review for it. I'm going to post on my TikTok. But, like, Carbone is like all your favorite celebrities' favorite restaurant. It's Italian cuisine, but it's like supposed to be like paying homage to like the heritage of Italy. Super good. And at Carbone, by the way, this was the same exact room that Kim Kardashian was going to have her 42nd birthday party in. Like, I was eating in that back private room until her plane had to like emergency land somewhere. But I was like, whoa, like Kim Kardashian planned her birthday party here and I'm in this room. And this is her favorite restaurant. Like, oh my God. The food, really good. The best tiramisu cake. Do you like tiramisu?
I'm fine with it.
You would love it.
Okay.
It was orgasmic. And like a lot of the skinnies at my table were like not eating their cake so much. So I was like eating off people's plates, like giving that damn cake. The bread, I've never had better bread at an Italian restaurant. It makes Olive Garden look like the dumpster. Like that, those breadsticks are just trash compared to Carbone's. Like it tasted like you were biting into a cloud. Was it
garlic bread or just normal bread?
So they got like pizza bread with like sauce on it and garlic bread and normal bread. Perfect. Bread and butter. So it was like big bread bowls.
Wow.
The pasta great. The salad was like the best croutons I've ever had. The perfect mix of like crunchy and soft in this Carbone salad. But besides that, it was just like lettuce, cheese, and croutons. So it was like good, but like,
I mean, you can't perfect a salad. Like, it's just a salad.
It could have been a little more like decadent. Even add olives.
What was the pasta?
It was giving like vodka saucy, cheesy.
Okay.
Yeah. Not spaghetti sauce, but like really thick, creamy like vodka creamy sauce. Creamy
orange vodka sauce. Okay.
Yes. Carbone's so good. But it was really good. The funniest part about Carbone is that two of the Real Housewives of New York came to eat with us because we were like the TikTok team and they thought it was fun.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, which ones? Oh my God, my mom is going to lose it.
Uba and Sai. And okay. Uba told me that we were soulmates because we had to like go around the room and like introduce ourselves and something good that happened to you this week and like nothing good happened to me this week. So I just had to like make something up. So what I said is like, I woke up every day and was super hot. And every day I just get to live as this sexy man. And that's the best thing that's happened to me this week. And she was like, yes, Patty, I love you. And it was just so funny. So we took photos together. But yeah, Carbone was so good. No, the funniest part was that they would pour you big glasses of wine, but also take your drink order at the same time. So you're just like double fisting, like wine and your martini. Carbone gets you lit. I bet you the bill for the 20 of us was, not kidding, $4,000.
Oh my God.
And TikTok just paid for him.
That's so scary.
It was insane, but look out for the food review. Then the next night we went to Club Omnia and again, drinks were on TikTok. I probably drank like 12 doubles.
Yeah, why I was gone. You? Yeah, no, good. You should.
I was absolutely gone.
That's the opportunity to. Yeah.
There's videos of me like licking people's faces, making friends with everyone. That. No, but I was like, it's so weird because a good way to network is just like to get drunk and like hang out with people. So I was meeting a bunch of people.
Yeah.
All the TikTokers I went with were really nice. There was a group of like 12 of us. I will say not everyone was super nice.
Are you going to say?
Maybe not people. Am I going to say? No, I would never say. But some people maybe in our group, maybe not in our group, maybe who went with Instagram, maybe who went with Hey You or any other brand. But some influencers who like, it's always the influencers who convey the brand of I'm the boy next door. I'm the girl next door. You can trust me. I'm your best friend. I'm so normal and down to earth. They're like lying. Like they're not. Like it's so almost like, just knocks the wind out of you when you meet someone in person and you realize, oh my God, they put on a character and you would never guess. So I will just say, I just felt really disrespected by like one person. And like if this was not a work trip, I would have not dealt with that.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
You were very professional from what I've heard. So good on you.
What did you hear?
From you.
Yeah, Jack knows the tea, but yeah.
Wow.
I would just say, be kind on and off the screen. I'm the same bitch. Some people think I'm a bitch on this podcast. I'm literally the same all the time, though. So at least you can count on that. The class is Toxic Influencers 305, an advanced level class. And today we're talking about Eugenia Coon. Trigger warning, obviously. That name is synonymous with trigger warning at this point. ED talk. That's a trigger warning. So we live in a day and age where everyone wants to be influencers. Right, Jack?
Right.
Obviously. And everyone wants views. But I feel like today some people will make their content about the most ruthless, insane niches to keep that fame and to keep those views. Social media really blurs the line between self-destruction and self-promotion. And there's some influencers who cross that line into just watching them deteriorate for views. An example, Nikocado Avocado, there's no doubt in the world that he is extremely toxic and what he's doing is destroying himself for, I guess, TikTok fame or YouTube fame, but is he even that famous?
I think he stopped. I think
he stopped.
Like, I think he stopped doing that. But yeah, I think he's decently famous for like the mukbang community.
Well, he's absolutely infamous.
Yeah. He's like a, yes, he's infamous.
He's like a joker.
He is kind of equivalent to Eugenia. Like, oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like the opposite equivalent.
Yeah.
Because they're both doing the same thing, but just in different ways. So you can kind of watch people die if that's your that's your thing nowadays. But Eugenia Cooney, if you don't know her, she's 29. I really don't think she does anything else except exist.
Yeah, she Twitch streams. That's it.
She Twitch streams. Love that. She has, I don't believe, any job, but basically she is very sick. Undeniably very sick. She has an ED that starts with A. We're not going to say the word, but I just want to say, like, I do feel sorry for this girl. I do feel bad for her. I see her account and I just see someone who's, like, deep in their illness and it makes me cry because it is very upsetting. But if you don't know, she's been online for a while. Her niche has been her ED. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the Shane Dawson series was all about her.
Yeah.
And like her mom trapping her and bullshit like that.
Well, we don't talk about that man on this podcast. Oh. But
I won't address the S word.
Thank you. Okay. That's a slur on this
podcast. Yeah, it sounds like it.
Anyway, so now she is thinner than ever, unfortunately. Everyone has been calling 911 to her house like every single day because they literally do not know if she's going to survive. It's gotten to that point of like urgent. Someone needs to intervene. 5150. People are just scared for her life at this point. It's no longer like we're seeing this girl half struggling. We think she's going to make a recovery. Like, it just seems almost like end territory at this point. And people are desperately pleading for her to survive. So this is just kind of like her condition. I won't put pictures on the screen during this because I don't want to force those upon anyone. Okay, I'll put one. I'll put the picture of her. We'll get into it. But her doing the Beyonce single ladies dance. Because that's what she likes to do. But so her condition is that, like, she probably weighs like 70 pounds.
Wow, people are like estimating that. How tall is she?
Maybe less. She's probably like 5'8".
Wow.
Maybe less than that. Her skin is like completely translucent. White. She has trouble moving her limbs. She has trouble bending down. Her knees are purple. That's a sign of like blood circulation issues. She shakes a lot. She has trouble speaking. She coughs when she talks. Because apparently when you have like heart palpitations, you can cough. And your heart having palpitations is like signs that it might like stop. So she goes live for 8 to 9 hours on Twitch and doesn't eat the whole time.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
So yeah, she allegedly wears a diaper because she's lost control of her pelvic floor muscles because of the lack of nutrients. Well, I'm just describing her condition.
Through. Yeah, no, you are. I didn't know the diaper fact.
Oh, well, you know, and people.
I'm not surprised though, not at all.
Sometimes adults need diapers too. I see the adult underwear models at the store at Target, like on the underwear, and I'm like, Work. They look fabulous.
Yeah.
Strap that diaper on and take on the day. But anyway.
But not you, Eugenia.
But no, I think Eugenia needs a diaper.
She needs it.
Give her the diaper. I support that. We can get her like a Hello Kitty one. Like, it'll be great. So these are the comments under her post lately. This should have a warning on it. We just counting down the days at this point, only a matter of time. She knows exactly what she's doing. Who's filming this? Why aren't they helping her? And the strange thing is she looks happy reading those comments. So let's get into what everyone is saying about her. They think she's toxic. She knows exactly what she's doing. She's a bad influence. Her TikTok needs to be taken down and she's using this to like profit off of. So let's get into that. Her TikTok views are about 100 million on each post right now. Well, not each post, but that's like her upper level. her pin post have 100 million, 78 million, and 70 million. That's insane.
Whoa.
Some of the most viewed TikToks of all time.
Whoa.
And it seems like she gets worse as the views go up. The only thing that seems to be feeding her right now is the social media fame. So people say, is she a bad person? Should she be banned from the internet? I like to think hopefully Eugenia isn't innately a bad person. You would hope she isn't just doing this to show off her ED, but it kind of feels like she is, because all she posts is like trying on clothes videos, or she'll post like pictures of like a Listerine bottle on her story and be like, I can't lift this, LOL. Like she's just baiting the yeah, whole thing.
Oh my God.
She'll like all of her clickbait captions will be like trying on my old clothes, or oh I'm changing my lifestyle, or yeah, things are really bad now. But it won't be about her ED. Yeah. It'll be about something else, but that's right, the clickbait.
She makes a point to like stand to the side and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. When like in her Beyonce dance video, she definitely made a point to like, so you can see all her bones and stuff. And this isn't me like coming for her. This is just me like
observation.
Just a unbiased observation of what's going on. She refuses to age restrict her videos. Her and her mom lie that she eats all the time and she's completely healthy. But like the law of thermodynamics, like clearly exemplifies you're not. It's calories in, you will gain weight. Calories out, you won't gain weight. Like, it's just not going to happen. So it's factually she is not. She lies that they have doctor's notes that says that she's completely fine. So yeah, she's not innocent. I don't think she's innocent at all. She's definitely putting this out there for views and money, but she could be making a ton. She's getting a lot of fame. So sure, that's definitely an incentive there as well. But I do think she's a victim as well, but maybe a willing victim to her ED at some points. Like, she's dealt with this her whole life. It wasn't just something she started when she hopped on YouTube, like Nikocado Avocado, just doing the mukbangs for the views. Like, she's always dealt with this her whole life. And I feel like when someone has an ED, they just get so lost in it. And it can, like, there's a phrase where, like, people say, like, my ED was my best friend. Like, it made me feel good. I liked the way it got me attention, or the good attention, or it saved me from the fear of like being ugly or being fat or something. So I just feel like as she gets more of this positive affirmation, her ED becomes more of her best friend. Like, not only does she get everything she got before, but now she gets the fame and the money and all of this stuff. So of course, her being on YouTube and TikTok is not going to help her recover either. But I'm also not going to blame her for getting lost in it as well, because I think that can happen to a lot of people. She actually was 5150 in the past, and she recovered a little bit. Like, her friends like lied to her and like got her institutionalized. But to me, that lets me know like she has the education on the subject, and she has the tools with her to get better, but is choosing not to. But yeah, again, she has all these reasons not to. But the one reason she should get better is for her own health. And that one reason is not enough for her. I see a lot of nurses will comment, or like doctors will, you know, stitch her videos. There's a lot of like healthcare TikTokers, and they'll be like, she might be past the point of refeeding. Like, that, like, refeeding might kill her. I've never even heard of that phrase, refeeding, but apparently like when you just put all those calories into someone whose body has shut down to a certain point, it could overload them and like kill them. So everyone literally thinks these are like her last days on earth. And that's very sad. But yeah, I'm not gonna. I actually blocked her a long time ago.
Wow. So she won't see this.
Just because like she triggered me in a way. Like, I don't want to have that negativity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that are watching are truly just doing it out of like morbid,
morbid curiosity.
Is it curiosity even? Like, if you're still watching over and over and over, like at that point you're complicit. But
yeah. Do you like? I think at this point, if you watch for any other reason but to like urge her to get help, you are not the best person. I've seen a lot of like therapists, because I was like researching this a lot, and like therapists were like, to help Eugenia, comment something to get her help, or you should report her. Because taking away any positive affirmation will help her get out of that mindset and be like, oh my God, I need to get help. Or if she is, you know, using all this for her own gain, she will stop doing so. But either way, will like save herself. When's the last time you've seen her on socials?
I mean, I would say probably within the past month, I've probably seen like a video of someone stitching her video saying something.
Yeah, same. Since I blocked her, like I never see it, but I saw some stitches and I was like, okay, like what's going on?
Mm-hmm. But it's like if she's streaming for 8 or 9 hours at a time, there's people that are sitting there watching it for 8 or 9 hours. And like those are the fucking nuts. Freakos.
Another
like,
reason why I think it's not her fault is because people will comment, oh, you look fat today.
Yeah, like that doesn't help.
And she clearly gets upset.
Yeah.
So
get off social media and
she needs to save herself. But again, she has one reason to get off, but she won't do it. So I do think she's, you know, half innocent, half not. But at the end of the day, I wish she never struggled with this because this is an extreme case. And I you know, it's going to suck one day when she becomes like a martyr for this. Ooh. And it's all in the past. But anyway, I think what we can learn from this is that like the number one most important thing of your life is not like any outside affirmation of whether you look good or your money or your job. Just the number one thing you have to look out for is your health, because without your health and your that structure, the bones, you have nothing. And I would say, like, I definitely like went through a phase where I was like too skinny and working out too much, or even if I'm like too lean sometimes, like in 2021 I was like kind of like muscular and I looked big, but I just had no like fat on me and I was just like exhausted all the time. So I would say the best days of my life were days like that was why I was well fed when you can tell I was not missing any meals like right now. So this is like much better than skinny feels. You know that phrase like nothing tastes as good as skinny feels? Like that's not true. Like things taste much better than skinny feels. That carbone I had that tasted much better than skinny feels. So yeah. Just making that sign must have taken all night. You just need to take several seats and then try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. Cause shade never made anybody less gay. So all right, class, the class we're entering now is Bisexuality 101. And we're talking about two of the biggest stars in the whole world who had a real relationship with each other, a heterosexual relationship with each other, but are now getting accused of actually secretly being two homos. And that is Taylor Swift and Harry Styles. But at the same time, both of those two conspiracy theories about them being bisexual were debunked this week. Was it all fictional? Was it just a Wattpad story? It seems like it was. So Jack knows all about the Gaylor rumors all too well. Just to do a quick recap, the whole world thought Taylor Swift was dating Karlie Kloss, epic supermodel, Vogue cover, Victoria's Secret runway. It was kind of giving like two like gays who date their twin kind of vibe. look a lot alike. When Taylor was performing on the Victoria's Secret runway, it was like, who's the model? Who's the performer? Like they kind of just look like twins. But to me, like before last week, I would have been like, their love story is real. Their love story is real. I'm a Gaylor.
It is real.
You think it's real?
I don't know this new. I heard this new thing, but I'm not gonna subscribe to that belief.
I know it's
but I'm not
that I'm
going on podcast. Well, I guess I am. <saying. laughs> But like, you know. I don't know.
As a podcast mic is 2 inches from your face, you're like, Taylor's
not
gay.
Championing that belief as the truth, you know?
Yeah. I'm not.
It's my truth.
I'm not subscribing to the Gaylor rumors, but I'm not unsubscribing either.
Well, what about Diana? She also was with Diana Agron. So, like.
Oh, we love Diana Agron.
We love
Agron.
Diana Agron. So.
I would die for her.
I would too.
But she kind of debunked both of them. So, anyway, Taylor and Karlie met in 2014. They were dating the whole time. They went on rendezvous, road trips together, wrote their names in the sand with a heart in the middle. Mm-hmm. Karlie had a room at Taylor's house with photos of them together in the room. So it was giving more than they were roommates. They were just best friends whose clothes fit each other, right? No. They were lovers. That's what everyone said. That's what people say. Mm-mm. People say I'm gay. Okay, anyway, there's that photo. That the biggest piece of evidence was the photo of them on the concert balcony where their faces were like
mission matching.
Covering yeah. their bobs were covering each other.
Bob into their, Bob. Yeah.
Bob into Bob.
But it's that's what it looked like. You their, can't deny
their bobs
it.
Were making love. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow. it did look like they were kissing. Even Wendy Williams on her show showed the photo and she was like, clap if you think they're kissing. So clap if you think they were kissing.
Oh my God, like fully. And I feel bad.
One of the representatives said they were just telling each other a secret.
Yeah, we I'm know sure what they were. Secret they were fucking saying.
And they all told us a secret with that photo. But anyway, Taylor, back in the day, she said, this was in 2014, for my 25th birthday present from the media, I'd like for you to stop accusing me of dating all my friends. Hashtag thirsty. So that kind of, you know, includes Diana as well. Now that that rumors continue, like Gaylor has a life of its own, even beyond Taylor dispelling it back then, because I think Gaylors were like, no, Taylor just didn't want to come out then, but she's had her whole lover era, her bisexual haircut.
Yeah, she came out to the people that were listening.
me when I'm 15, I came out to people who were listening.
I mean,
I love that phrase so much. You're the best example of like a toxic Gaylor.
Yeah, I am. That's why it's bad that I'm on this. Like, I don't know if it's good, but I'll stand my ground.
She came out to I the just won't read the comments.
I mean, the wig was the bisexual mean? Flag. Like,
because the point of need to coming calm down. Out, the point of coming out means everyone knows, not just like the people
yeah, well,
who are
she's
listening.
Coming out to the other. I don't know. There's some reasoning that's there.
All right, so Taylor came out to people who were listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in her documentary, she was like talking about things that make her, and she said gay pride is one of her like pillar personality traits. That was confusing to me too. So I was expecting
she can be a straight ally too.
Yeah, sure. I'm not a straight ally, but
right,
I don't support straight people.
Oh, right. Yeah,
definitely not. But I was expecting a come out. In 2020-ish, maybe the pandemic because she couldn't leave her house. She was, I don't know, she didn't want to, like, come out figuratively. Or literally, I don't know what happened there. Also, at the Eras Tour, everyone was wearing Gaylor shirts. People were, like, egging her on about it. It seemed a little bit like Gaylor bracelets. So I feel like she just had a moment where she wanted to dispel everything. So she came for the rumors again. In the prologue to 1989, she said, being a consummate optimist, I assumed I could fix this if I simply changed my behavior, aka getting scrutinized for dating men. I swore off dating and decided to focus only on myself, my music, my growth, and my female friendships. If I only hung out with my female friends, people couldn't sensationalize or sexualize that, right? I would later on learn that people could and would.
But she said sensationalize as well.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't say anything. I don't know. I'm just going to sound delusional and crazy.
No, at the same time, like, you're not delusional and crazy, and that's why this is very conflicting to me. And it's, like, kind of that moment that we've both been through in life where it was, like, you're very obviously gay, but, like, like you're just,
no.
like, being nice about it.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I'm not gay, and people just kind of have to respect that. So even though it seems like Taylor's gay or bisexual,
we're
like,
gonna have to respect it.
I'm moving into a new era of, like, I'm not a gayler anymore. I'm just going to respect
it. Are you just giving up?
I'm not giving up. I'm not unsubscribing.
You're unsubscribing.
No, I'm
you're
not
unsubscribing.
I'm not unsubscribing, but I'm not an active subscriber anymore. I'm
so
just
you're unsubscribing.
I'm just lurking.
Okay.
But I'm keeping the subscription.
Okay. You turned off your push notification.
Yes. Okay. I unstarred it. I go. Went to wow. A worse package.
Wow. Well, yeah. I'm choosing to ignore it.
What prologue?
What 1989 Taylor's version?
1989 Taylor's version. I only listen to Scooter's version.
So what's the hairy thing then?
Okay, so
not to segue it. But
oh no,
I'm
it's
just,
fine. That's why you're like. Well,
here's
still bisexual,
what we're doing.
Right?
Yeah. Oh.
So unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to another bisexual person. I never thought Harry was. Anything but straight. He's giving straighty, straighty, white, pasty,
always.
Like boring, boring, boring. He's always been giving that to me.
Yeah.
To be honest, there's not a sprinkle of gayness in any of those One Direction boys. None of them are queers. They're
yeah,
all
none of them really
straighties.
Sure.
Zayn straighty, Louis Liam, Niall. Oh my God, especially Niall. Like, anyway, so there was this whole theory in the One Direction fandom. Larry Stylinson. That was the ship name for Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson. Everyone were convinced to the end of the earth. No matter what evidence to the contrary, not that Harry has had like seven different girlfriends. He's saying that Taylor has had seven different girlfriends. Maybe I'm still Taylor. Not that Harry has had seven different girlfriends, or Louis literally had so many long term relationships and a child with a woman. They still think all of that was cover up for them dating, and their label wouldn't let them come out and just be at the pinnacle of the gay rights movement like they should be. The Larry Stylinson fans are crazier than the flat earthers, really. There's no getting through to them. Like, you could send them to space, show them the globe, and they would still not believe that it is not real. I can't even argue with Larry's at this point. Whenever I say anything about them on TikTok, I get like doxxed, destroyed. A few of my family members' limbs get sent to me in the mail. Like, I can't say anything about you guys, but you guys, it's just not true. So anyway, like, I'm saying this because I love you and this is an intervention. It never happened, like, ever. I told one of my friends, like, in our hometown, like, I was like, hey, like, this isn't real, right? And then I was like, you know, it's definitely not real. And they were like, no, Patty, you have a lot to learn about the music industry. It's absolutely real.
You have a lot to learn.
I was like, whoa, like, this is crazy. Like, not that, like, what she said was crazy, but, like, her delusion is crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, okay. So these are intense fans. Anyway.
That's so insane. Wait, so what's the proof that it's not real? You're just saying that it's not real?
So in the past, well, so Louis said something because he was invigorated by Taylor dispelling the
rumors.
Because it was like the day after. So basically, in small ways, they've dispelled this before. Like, Harry Styles was asked if any of his songs in his debut album were about Louis by someone. And he was like, I don't like to tell my fans what my songs are about. I don't like to tell my fans what my songs are about. But he was like, I would definitely say it's not about Louis. So even him, who doesn't like revealing what his art is about, said it's definitely not about Louis. And then this week, Louis Tomlinson was asked, how do you make chicken parmesan on Twitter? Now, that's something they taunt him with, because in this whole delusion land of Larry Stylinson, their first date was them making chicken parmesan together. And that's like a reoccurring story. I guess that's like the fictionalized fact of it all. So this was his response to that. You start by realizing all these ridiculous, childish theories are conspiracies and wasted time and energy, and then just throw some chicken in the oven, to be fair. So these are ridiculous, childish theories that are a waste of your time. Unfortunately, I agree, but I don't know. I think we should stop focusing on, like, Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson being gay and focus on, like, real gay couples if you just like gay people that much. But just accept, like, also, most of the people probably subscribing to this are straight women. So you should be happy that, like, they can, you know, get with you still. Straight women definitely sometimes fantasize about gay men, though.
They absolutely do. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's weird.
But, yeah, Louis and Harry and Taylor all said that their name is no, their number is no, their sign is no, so you need to let it go. You need to let it go. You need to let it go.
Is that the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
By Meghan Trainor.
Oh. All
right. All right, thank you guys for joining me in Pop Culture University today. I appreciate you all so much. I love all my students. Thanks for being patient with me, getting the visual version kind of up and running and adjusting to, you know, life as a podcaster on camera. It's not as easy as it looks, okay? It takes a lot of time and effort, and it's a lot of work. So doing my best, but thank you all so much for joining me. There was something I wanted to, like, remind everyone of. But I don't know. But if you are watching the audio version, head over to YouTube. Check out the visuals. It's super fun. Leave a like. Leave a comment. Helps the algorithm so much. Subscribe on Spotify if you haven't already. We're like right under 30,000 on there. So I'd appreciate it so much. Leave a 5-star review. I hope you don't hate my podcast like everyone hates Emma Chamberlain's recently. Mm. I hope I don't come across as delusional as Emma Chamberlain. But yeah. Love you all, and I will see you next week. Okay, bye. Thank you, Jack, for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Bye.